As Australia's Labor Party sees it, the best way to get more women in Parliament is with quotas. Deputy Opposition Leader Tanya Plibersek, Labor's spokeswoman on women, says quotas work. She says Labor, which started setting quotas to boost its female numbers back in 1994, has 45% representation now, while the Liberal Party remains at half that at 22%. Ms. Plibersek says without quotas, discriminatory decision-making will be the norm because few government policies or decisions are gender-neutral. She says mistakenly thinking they are gender-neutral is how inequality becomes embedded in revenue and expenditure decisions.
Australia levies the GST on tampons, but we don't apply it to Viagra. Only a bunch of blokes sitting around a table would think that that was a good decision.
Women make up more than 40% of the Senate, with 31 seats out of 76, but the numbers in the lower house of Parliament paint a different picture. Among 150 in the House of Representatives, women occupy just 43 seats, or about 30%. Just 18 of the 84 Liberal parliamentarians are women, the party's lowest number since 1993. The Liberal Party is working towards a target, though, of pre-selecting women in 50% of winnable seats by 2025. Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, argues that quotas are not the solution, saying they can be used against women.
There's always this dismissive attitude that, oh, you're only here because you're making up the numbers. Now, we don't need that, we don't want that. But regrettably, quotas, I think, subliminally do achieve that effect. So it's longer to go the route of targets, but in the long run, I'd rather be sitting where I am because I deserve it. And I've worked hard and I've been achieving what I have achieved and what other women, you know, like me, achieve on their merit rather than because they're there to make up the numbers.
Minister for Revenue and Financial Services, Kelly O'Dwyer, says the next move should be setting up a special fund to get more women on the coalition benches.
My ambition, what I want to see and what I want my daughter to see, is that women, no matter what their background and experience, if they work hard, if they make the case, that they can serve at the highest levels, whether they have a family or not, around the cabinet table, and that, you know, when we talk about leaders, we're not talking about female leaders anymore, we're simply talking about leaders overall because it will be so common.
Former Democrats leader Natasha Stott-Despoja says political parties need to take urgent action, though, and not hide behind arguments about merit.
There are women who could be elected tomorrow, and this notion, this M-word, merit, that keeps thrown back, in some way suggesting that women aren't really deserving of public office in the way that so many men are. It's a ridiculous debate. It's an out-of-date debate. We need political parties to stump up. We need political parties to select, pre-select, support, mentor and network women of all ages and all backgrounds.
Liberal parliamentarians from multicultural backgrounds say there's an added layer of unconscious bias for female candidates regarding their ethnicity. Ms. Fierravanti-Wells, who spoke no English when she started kindergarten, says the issue of underrepresentation in Parliament is not restricted to just gender alone. She says Parliament is simply not reflective of mainstream Australia, not just on the gender part, but on ethnic diversity as well. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.